Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
I'm very, very happy that Tracy Shoemaker, who is a research associate at the University of Newcastle, has just popped into the studio. We're going to talk about something different in a minute, but we're talking about Colours Day. I'm so glad you came along. We're talking about a colour that's been voted the ugliest colour in the world. Now, this, if you can, drop on the Facebook page and have a look. But olive drab, but have a look at that colour. Do you think that is the ugliest colour in the world?
No, I think you could find uglier the colours.
Oh, really?
That. Yeah, I really do. I think that one, for me, is very reminiscent of like wood and mulch and forests. And
very earthy.
Very earthy, absolutely.
Ooh. Okay. Well, I'm having trouble pronouncing it this morning because I'm not overly good with the English language and it's my first language. So I'm calling it opaque couche with that little on the E. How would you pronounce it?
I think the only other option there could be couche. I'm not sure, but once again, I struggle with English as my first language as well.
Very nice indeed. Oh, look, that's not why you came into the studio this morning, but what is your favourite colour?
I'm yellow.
Oh, sunshine
girl.
It's
a happy colour. Happy colour.
Do you struggle with winter then?
Oh, no, there's enough sun in Australia, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on a day like today, it's beautiful.
The walk over here was lovely.
Yet, Tracy, we've digressed, haven't we?
We have.
We certainly have digressed. We're talking about upskilling, and it's something that's been the buzzwords over the last couple of years. And for people who may want to gain some more skills or want to get back into the workforce, and primarily you're talking about health. What are you looking for?
Yeah, we're looking particularly in aged care. What we know is that we've got a population that's going to get a lot older, and there's going to be a lot more older people in the next couple of years. And we also know that there's not going to be quite enough people to help us look after them properly. So in our upskilling, what we're looking for is people who are currently hanging on to lower qualifications at the certificate level rather than the university level that might want to work with older people, possibly in the future.
So you're trying to fill the gap between the degree and cert 3?
Certificate 3 and 4.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically we know that people with certificate levels are commonly working in aged care, and it is an adequate qualification. People there are very well qualified. But to move to the next level, it's a big step up to the degree level, and it's a bit of a jump. We're looking to fill that gap with what is called an associate degree, which is ranked between the certificate and the degree.
Okay, so if you're already working in that area of health, but what happens if you're not and you're thinking, look, I want to change career and they don't have Cert 3, they've got, can they make that transition?
It's a lot harder. So if you were to do that at university these days, you would go through our open foundation courses and then move through those to the degree. So what we're proposing is that maybe there'll be a stepping stone for people who are looking to move into this area.
Because you hit the nail on the head. It's an ageing population. Mm-hmm. And in not only now, but the next 5, 10, 15 years.
50 years from now.
You're going to need so many people to look after me.
And me. I'm making sure that the people who are going to look after me are adequately trained.
You know what's going to happen? You and I are going to be sitting in the retirement village and you're going to be going, Todd, I reckon it's a green. And I'm going to be going, no, I don't think it's a green. I think it's an olive drab.
I think so.
So what kind of people are you looking for? Is it basically open to anyone, or is there anyone with a predisposition?
Yeah, we're looking particularly, what we know is the people working with older people are generally a little bit older themselves. So we're looking for people who are aged over 25, who maybe have some qualifications that they've got from TAFE or apprenticeships that would like to work with older people as a new career move.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, how can we do it?
Excellent. Contact me, please. Tracy Shoemaker, 49216259. What we're looking for is people to come and join a focus group for us where we can find out from the people who might be interested what barriers they think they would face if they came to university to do such a degree.
That's really important, because I imagine
really
there'd be some people who'd go, no, I'm a little bit nervous coming through the sandstone gates.
It's too scary. I've got so many things. I've got a family I'm supposed to look after. I'm already working. How am I supposed to fit these things in? How am I supposed to afford it? You tell me. We want to hear what people think might be a barrier.
Come and have a chat.
Come and have a chat.
Simple as that. That number again?
49216259.
Thanks, Tracy. And thank you
very much
for your colour.
Thank you.
It's all about coordination, apparently, isn't it?
It is. Context.
2NURFM 103.7.